Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Peloton annoys me. Oh, I know what you're thinking. It just gets on your nerves, Tom, because you don't have enough money to afford one of them very expensive contraptions. It's not about the money. It's about the whole fakeness of it. Like somebody on a screen while you're pedaling your arse off, telling you you could do better. Come on, step it up. You could do better. No, I can't. And you can't even see me. You're fake. Even the TV commercials make me want to change the channel. So I do. Here's some viral comedy for you. Somebody actually recorded a Peloton instructor's bizarre sex advice pep talk. Brilliant words of wisdom coming here.
Babe, you did not survive a pandemic to fake an orgasm, okay?
What?
So you got two options. A little bit of show and tell, a little bit of communication.
What?
You get naked, you're like, hey, let's try some things. And like, if you like it, say so. And if you like it, I'll say so.
What are you talking about?
Use words. Harder, slower, softer,
Woo!
Faster.
Hey,
you know
hey,
what I'm saying?
Hey,
if
hey.
If it doesn't work out,
hey,
there
hey.
You go.
This is a family show. That dude was actually a Peloton instructor. That's just weird, over-the-top stuff. Maybe I will buy that bike. A little light on late-night sound bites. The guys have the day off. Kimmel was working last night, though. And coming up later this morning, he'll talk about his exclusive pandemic tier system. All right. This is how you slowly allow people back into your house. Also on the way, have you been following the vaccination million-a-thon? What is it called? Vax-a-million? Well, anyway, all those lotteries in the vaccination trend that we're in. Well, out in Ohio, they got their latest million-dollar winner, and he was an Amazon driver. Lucky him. Details on the way. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Getting you ready for Flashback Friday.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
This song is so much more than Flashback Friday for me. My middle daughter, Becca, who's getting married this summer, now 28 years old, used to sing that song and know every single word at about age 5. She was amazing. Every time I hear that song, I get goosebumps because it takes me back to when I was just daddy. That's all. Lisa, Angela, Pamela, Renee, I love you. You're from around the way. Anyway, LL Cool J, Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura has the day off. She's celebrating her birthday by getting a haircut. I don't understand it, but you'll be able to see it tomorrow morning, Facebook Live, from downtown Lewisburg for the Summer Craft Fair. We will be there having some fun. They're having a lot of fun in Ohio. All you have to do is get vaccinated and you can win $1 million. Now, we've talked about this before. We thought it was ridiculous, but then other states picked up on it in their own little way, including West Virginia, who's given away pick-em-up trucks and shotguns. If the rednecks finally get themselves vaccinated. Well, Ohio announced their second Vax-a-Million Award winner yesterday, and it's pretty cool because it's a hardworking guy who's an Amazon truck delivery guy.
My girlfriend had already gotten her first dose, and I was putting it off a lot because I was just working all the time, and I just kept putting it off and off. But I knew I needed to get it, and I wanted to get it. When y'all announced the Vax-a-Million, as soon as I heard that, I was like, yes, I need to go do this now. And I think it was 2 days later, I went to the Lucas County Rec Center and got the Johnson & Johnson shot.
And it turned into $1 million. I see, that's the kind of story I like to hear. That's almost like one of Laura's good news stories. A hardworking Amazon guy. God knows those guys are underpaid and they have to make twice as many deliveries as ever because the company blew up. And I mean, you know, the poor guys are like, they can't even stop to take a bathroom break. We covered that story quite well. And here he is, Jonathan Carlisle of Ohio, a Vax-a-Million lotto winner. Congratulations, Jonathan. Hey, don't quit your job. Just have a bathroom installed inside your truck. That would be great. News is coming up next with sports and AccuWeather for the weekend. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Skillet and Switchfoot coming to Spyglass August 28th. 94KX will be there. Get your tickets now.
You've heard the news.
Breaking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
Well, Laura's got the day off today on Friday, but we still have good news. How about the postal worker in Alaska who was in the post office one day and he noticed a whole bunch of old wedding reception, invitations that didn't have sufficient postage. So he fixed it himself.
We were kind of wondering why we weren't receiving any RSVPs, but we really didn't think much of it.
I saw the notice had been dated for almost 2 weeks, so I'm like, these got to go out because they look like wedding invitations to me.
He was nice enough to pay for the extra postage and put them on there and send them out for us so that we could have some wedding guests at our wedding.
We take care of each other out here.
Yeah, you do in Alaska. I wish everybody could be like that. Sometimes I don't even get mail, and then the next day I get 50 pounds of it. I don't understand it. But anyway, out in Alaska, that postal worker took it on himself, paid for the extra postage himself, and all is back to normal. Hoping for a good wedding reception. That's good news. Meanwhile, a woman on TikTok discovered her long-lost sister and that they had matching tattoos. This is kind of a cool story.
So I was at work about a year after I did the test, and I got a notification from 23andMe saying that they found a DNA relative. I opened the link and saw my sister, who I thought was my twin, and it was just so crazy because I have never had a blood relative that I've met or known or seen or anything.
Way to go, Victoria Voorhees. She found her half-sister through 23andMe, that DNA home testing kit, and now she has a sister. It was just a coincidence they have matching tattoos, but that's pretty cool, too. That's good news. Meanwhile, you say your teenager's lazy and they don't get anything done? Well, two Arizona teenagers helped put out a brush fire near a major highway with, well, a little bit of ingenuity.
Happened to notice a thing of smoke when we had stopped. When we saw that the fire was in a controlled fire, it was actually an out-of-control fire. It was a wildfire. We're protecting private land. We're protecting the homes that are about 2 miles back. All the other fires that have burnt out our area, we just were tired of seeing it happen. We just started using what we had, which is our hands and our feet. Started kicking dirt, started putting it on the fire, started dumping it in cactuses and bushes under the trees because it had spread quite a while.
Yeah, they didn't want the fire to head to the highway and then block the highway and cause all kinds of trouble. So 19-year-old Gabriel Carrillo and 18-year-old Evelyn Williams used their hands, their feet, and a 30-pack of beer to put out the fire and save the day. Now that's good news, especially since they're 19 and 18. Good news every morning, usually with Laura, right here.
The good news, weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Hey, you know, we were talking about Spyglass a little bit and the Skillet and Switchfoot concert coming up. Tom's backyard will be full of great stuff, great chances for you to win here on 94KX. We got to give a shout out to Spyglass Winery, your home for the Live United Live Music Festival this weekend. Details now.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Laura's got the day off celebrating a long birthday weekend. We will be at the Lewisburg Summer Craft Fair tomorrow, though. So look for us, Facebook Live, and she'll be sporting a new haircut. That's part of the week of Laura, she called it, I guess. Yeah, when you're having a birthday, you spend a whole week having fun. So that's all good. I'm kind of standing solo here. Movie Mike will be in a little bit. Mark comes in and out. Mark Lards. And his suspenders and his plaid shirt. Mr. Green Jeans from Captain Kangaroo, I think. Anyway, news is coming up next to check news with Mark. Yeah, check on sports and AccuWeather for the weekend. Did you ever want to run away when you were a kid? I mean, every kid goes through this. Some kids actually come up with a master plan that is so silly, myself included. So wish Laura was here because she would probably say, yes, I tried to run away to a foreign country, but I left my passport at home, so my mom caught me or something. Something very, like, way too educated. Where most little kids are like, this is all I need. My thermos and my G.I. Joe, and I'm getting on out of here. True story, little Tommy Morganzo. How old was I? I don't know. I'd about had it with organized family life and all my brothers and sisters. Even my mama was getting on my nerves. Terrible to say that. But I decided to grab a paper bag, an Acme bag, and fill it with my plastic army men. Remember them? Remember those little plastic army men? It's a Flashback Friday. Come on. All my baseball cards and a couple of pairs of underwear. And that's what I packed to run away with. And where did I run away to? Under my back porch. No one knew I had a secret hiding place under there because it was a piece of lattice. You know those old Coleridge houses, right? A piece of lattice that I would slide to the side and crawl in and then slide it shut. And I was actually living under my porch for hours until it was supper time. Then I returned home. Well, check out this viral comedy of this little boy. Thank goodness for the doorbell cam. He was caught by his dad running away from home with what he thought were the bare essentials.
Dad, I'm running away.
Salsa, what are you doing?
You said you don't love me.
Salsa, I never said I didn't love you.
Yes, you did.
I said turn off your PlayStation. It's time for bed.
Same thing.
It's not the same thing. Get in here. And how are you going to run away with a Minecraft sword and a skateboard? Come on, get back in here.
Minecraft sword and a skateboard is all that little guy had, and that's all he needed to run away because he thought his dad didn't love him. Oh, wow. News is coming up next. Sports and AccuWeather and Flashback Friday. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX. 94KX. Hi, who's this?
Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. Where are you calling from?
Northumberland.
All right, Teresa, are you ready to play yes or BS?
Yes, I am.
All right. Shikellamy High School graduates tonight. They weren't always Shikellamy High School, though. Before that, before they became Shikellamy in the 1960s, they were actually the Sunbury Owls and across the river, the Northumberland Pine Otters. Yes or BS?
Yes, that is true.
Yes, that is true. How did you know that?
Well, because my parents were Sunbury Owls.
Ah, there you go. Yes, in the 1960s, yes. The Owls and the Pine Otters merged to become what is now Shikellamy. Congratulations, Teresa. You get a $25
Thank
gift
you.
Card from On a Roll in Pine Otter Country, Northumberland.
All right.
A winner!
Flashback Friday.
WQKX.
Her parents were Sunbury Owls. That's pretty cool. Congratulations, Teresa Ulrich of Northumberland. She's now a Pine Otter. What do you know? A little flashback trivia on a Flashback Friday, or as we call it, yes or BS, with your chance to win from On a Roll and Nori. Let's go way back now on a Flashback Friday. Amy Stewart, Knock It on Wood. Tom and Laura in the morning on a Flashback Friday. Laura's got the weekend off celebrating the week of Laura, which is otherwise known to the rest of us as your birthday. So anyway, watch for us tomorrow, though, at the Lewisburg Summer Craft Fair. That'd be really cool. It's going to be a good time, and we're kind of excited about it. Because everything's getting back to normal. We'll talk about that later, but Summer Craft Fair downtown Lewisburg tomorrow from 9 a.m. until 4. It's almost birthday buddy time. I know, because I got a guy on the line right now. But we like to touch base with the musical birthdays first before we go to those magical birthday buddies. A one-hit wonder from the 90s, and this is like one of my favorite songs from that entire decade on a Flashback Friday. And he's celebrating a birthday today. Do you remember the artist Al B. Shore? That's Al, the letter B, and then Shore, S-U-R-E. He had one hit, and it was called Night and Day. You know, I like that song so much. I think we may just play it later on Flashback Friday. In the meantime, do you remember the family band called DeBarge? Yeah. D, capital, small E, and then Barge. That family band was led by singer El DeBarge, and he's celebrating a birthday.
When it feels like the world is on your shoulders and all of the madness.
L. DeBarge, went on to a solo career. He did some movie themes and some pretty cool stuff with Quincy Jones as well. So happy birthday to L. DeBarge. Going back even further, Michelle Phillips is celebrating a birthday today. I couldn't even find any of her music. Oh, she's in that Wilson Phillips band. No. She's the mom of the girl, the Wilson Phillips band. Michelle Phillips was in the Mamas and the Papas, and she's 77 years old today. That was even before you, Movie Mike.
Yes, by a few decades.
But you remember the music, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, the Mamas and the Papas. So those are your musical birthdays today. But now it's time to celebrate the local celebs. Is that guy still on the line? I think he is. This is great stuff. But anyway, the local celebs that we call Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
I wanted you to go solo on me today. So
that's okay.
I've been doing all the work. Laura's not here today.
So. I'm here to back you up, man. I got you.
I appreciate it. Hey, happy birthday to Amy Jo Stanzi from Mount Carmel. She's 42 today. Beth Bilger, 61. Carrie Fora of Northumberland is 33. Happy birthday to Kathy Gemberling from Freeburg, 51. Colleen Ross from Lewisburg is 44. Ellie Stevens is 39 today. Sounds like a radio name, kind of, but happy birthday, Ellie. happy birthday to Kai Chun Chang from Lewisburg, 25 years old today. Laura Harold from Sunbury is 28. Happy birthday, Miranda Steele, 34. That sounds like a mystery show name, doesn't it?
It does. I like it.
Like Detective Steele, Miranda Steele. I like it. Michelle Barkley from Middleburg is 51 years old today. Happy birthday to Rhonda Keller. Rhonda is 46 today. Robin Laconis from Sunbury. I think I just lost her name on the screen. She just like disappeared. Maybe it's not her birthday. I don't know.
Maybe it was her birthday and now it isn't anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Rhonda Keller is 46 and Robin Laconis is 44. Okay, they're flipping them back and forth. Anyway, Sherry Snyder from Riverside, 62. Sherry Smith is 36 today. Sonia Kratzer from Middleburg, 50. Stacy Hively from Milton is 54. A lot of birthdays. Stephanie Andronici is 43. Terry Mark from New Sealands Grove, 63. Hi, Terry. Todd Roop is...
Oh, I know him.
Wait a minute. This can't be the Todd Roop we know because he's 50. Todd is
older. Oh, okay. Different one.
Sorry, Todd Roop is from Elizabethville. This Todd is 50. Tyler Rao from Sunbury is 38. William Reeder, 54 years old today. Nobody on the text club and no one on our Facebook page as well. All right. Now we got this guy on the line and he wants me to read a birthday because he's in the car with her right now. Courtney Crick is 43 years old today, and she's from Milton, but we know Courtney as the manager of the Aarons in Sealands Grove. And, dude, I'm telling you, I just told everybody in Central PA she's 43. This is on you.
No, she'll be fine. I might get hit once by that.
Hopefully not while you're driving.
Anyway. Yeah, right.
All right. Thanks for calling, man.
Thanks.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks,
see ya. Right now, there's some kind of traffic incident going on the way to Sealands Grove. So,
yeah.
Courtney, happy birthday.
Wow.
I said you were 43. It's his fault, not mine. All right. Movie Mike's with us in the studio today. News is coming up next with sports and AccuWeather. How many new movies this weekend, bud?
Two new movies. One R-rated for adults, one PG-rated for kids.
Okay. So the movies are opening up, though.
That's we're getting a normal summer movie season again. Yeah, big movies.
That's great. What movie will you be reviewing later this hour?
I will be reviewing the family film that opens today, Spirit Untamed.
Ooh, okay. Stay with us, Movie Mike, hanging out. Tom and Laura in the morning.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Back to his graduation year of 1986 from Sealands Grove High School. Movie Mike with Oingo Boingo, and we close our eyes. Flashback Friday, what do you need? Let us know on the toll-free line, the Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX. Maybe it was your graduation favorite song. Maybe it was a song you loved the summer after graduation. Maybe it's just something for this sunny and hot weekend coming up. Flashback Friday audio now. A little bit of flashing back on condiments.
Heinz ketchup. It's so rich, so thick. Why waste time with anything else? Heinz, the best things come to those who wait.
Ah, the slow flow of Heinz ketchup. That will be rewarding people who are stuck in slow traffic. Check this out. This is very cool. Now, it's taken off in Canada, maybe in the United States soon, because, hey, our, as they say in the coal region, our Heinz ketchup comes from Pittsburgh, PA. So anyway, slow drivers in Canada stuck in traffic, heading to work, bumper to bumper, traveling at 0.045 kilometers per hour. Yeah, they do that metric thing north of the border. If you're traveling that slow, which, by the way, is the speed that Heinz ketchup comes out of the bottle, your Waze app will notify you on deals on Heinz products and other products, like the Impossible Whopper. And there's the Impossible Whopper with Heinz ketchup combo. Available on your Waze app. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine if they bring that to the United States? They'd probably go bankrupt. I mean, there's the Schuylkill Express, which we call the Schuylkill in Philly. Traffic is so slow, you can get out and push your car. One of my daughters lives in South Philly. She says, Dad, when I leave my apartment in the morning and I get on the ramp, I can see where my work building is. But it takes me a half an hour to get there. She was very happy for Zoom working during the pandemic. Now she's back. So get ready for it. If you're traveling too slow, your Waze app will give you Heinz ketchup discounts. That is crazy on a Flashback Friday. Hey, your request still to come? We're all good. Movie Mike on the way with a movie review on a Friday. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Def Leppard by request. What's so funny? Anyway, Mike, I got some movie trivia birthday kind of stuff coming
up. Ooh, I like it.
I'll see if I can stump you, but I doubt it.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Your kids are probably begging you to see Spirit Untamed, but should you indulge them? I'll tell you in just a moment. But first, this review is sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing the documentary The Truffle Hunters. For showtimes, please visit campustheater.org. Spirit Untamed is an animated movie very clearly aimed at children 9 and under. It therefore comes as a surprise that this 53-year-old film critic kind of liked it. So if you're a parent whose little one is begging you to take them to see it, fear not, you won't necessarily spend the whole time looking at your watch and wondering when you can leave. The story is about a young girl named Lucky who goes to stay with her estranged widower father, voiced by Jake Gyllenhaal. While roaming around his small town, she befriends a fiery stallion that's being abused by a nasty rustler. He has plans to break Spirit and other wild horses, then sell them to the highest bidder. Lucky helps her new friend escape and bands together with two human pals to rescue all the additional horses before they get shipped off. Spirit Untamed is a little slow to start, but it picks up steam after a while. The gang has to pass through dangerous terrain on their mission, which adds excitement to the movie. There are also some genuinely funny scenes and a touching subplot about how Lucky and her dad heal their relationship. Best of all is the beautiful animation that makes the journey of our young heroine come alive. Spirit Untamed isn't anywhere close to being Pixar-level good, but it's a nice, pleasant film that you can enjoy with your elementary school-aged kids. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 saddle sores.
3 saddle sores.
Well, you're riding an untamed horse, you're going to get a few saddle sores.
Yeah, so. Yeah, just a little bit. So, one of your kids could go to the movie.
Right. My 12-year-old, I said, hey, do you want to see Spirit Untamed with me? I'm going to be screening it. He's like, no.
Really?
He would not go anywhere near this movie. Okay. The other one's 2, so he's a little too young. But I think that, like, 9 is probably the cutoff. If you have kids 9 and under, this movie is aimed at them. It's definitely for that audience, story-wise. It's very simple. Nothing's going to go over their heads.
Okay. Spirit Untamed.
Yeah.
All right. Little bit of trivia. A birthday. You celebrated a birthday. Laura's got the day off because of her birthday. A 40th birthday celebrated yesterday.
Wait, you changed your name to McLovin? McLovin? What kind of a stupid name is that, Fogel? What, are you trying to be an Irish R&B singer?
they let you pick any name you want when you get down there.
And you landed on McLovin.
Yeah, I was between that and Muhammad.
Why would it be between that or Muhammad? Why don't you pick a common name like a normal person?
Muhammad is the most commonly used name on earth.
Fogel, have you ever actually met anyone named Muhammad?
Have you actually ever met anyone named McLovin?
Give me that. You look like a future pedophile in this picture, number one. Number two, it doesn't even have a first name. It just says McLovin.
One name. Who are you, Seal?
Happy birthday, McLovin. What movie?
Superbad.
Yeah, too easy for you.
Yeah, great
film. That had to be, like, the movie itself I thought was great. But that scene right there, I couldn't stop laughing. Look at it, I'm still laughing all these years later.
It's funny, and Seth Rogen revealed on Twitter that he and his writing partner wrote that joke when they were, like, 14 or 15 years old.
No kidding.
Yeah, but it's funny. It's a good joke.
Well, happy birthday to McLovin. And you have a good weekend, Mike.
You too.
News is coming up next. Sports and AccuWeather. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
94.1 WQKX.
A hot, hot, hot weekend coming up. Great request on a Flashback Friday. Temperatures in the 90s tomorrow. Can you believe it? Sunday the same. Monday the same. 90s. That's hot. Hot, hot. Turn on the air conditioning, roll up the car windows, close the sunroof, turn the AC on max, and just pay attention when you're driving. No distracted driving, please. Today's Flashback Friday audio. You remember when Michael on The Office was distracted by his GPS, right?
Very good point.
Make a right turn.
Wait. No. It means bear right.
No,
up there.
It said right. So
no,
right.
Don't do it.
No. Look, it means go up to the right, bear right, over the bridge, and hook up with 307.
Make a right.
Michael, don't do it, Michael.
Go to the right.
It can't mean that. There's a light there.
The machine knows where it's going.
This is the
machine knows.
This is the light.
Stop yelling at me.
The machine did not know, and they went into the lake. Police were called to help a man who got his SUV stuck on the sixth hole of a golf course in a ravine in Massachusetts. Now, the driver blamed his Waze traffic app for getting him stuck. Look, I love GPS. I love Waze, actually. But, no. You got to look out the window. All right, you got to pay attention, because if you don't, you're going to turn where you're not supposed to turn. And there you go. Right into the pond on the sixth hole. Flashback Friday audio for you. On the way, Jimmy Kimmel, late night TV, he tells us how we should put some codes on people who are visiting us as the pandemic clears. He calls it the pandemic tier system. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Hi. You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
I just realized how much I like that song. It's pretty cool. Back into the 80s with the power station. Tom and Laura in the morning, Flashback Friday. Tom and Laura's top list today is actually a piece of viral comedy. There is a list going around that translates some of the real meanings behind what we call company speak. Now, this is available on TikTok if you want to look it up. This guy translates things that your companies tell you at work and what they really mean.
Corporate Translation Guide, Part 2.
This is a fast-paced work environment. You work weekends. We have a relaxed company culture. You can wear a t-shirt, but we still suck. Our employees must be flexible. You will do 3 people's jobs.
Oh.
You're on mute. I can't believe we are a year into this, and you still can't use Zoom. This company has huge opportunity for growth. We pay in food scraps. Can I pick your brain on this? Please do my job for me. Let's get our ducks in a row. Our ducks are very much not in a row. I want to leverage your synergies. Bro, what?
Leverage your synergy. That's too much. Look it up on TikTok. It's great viral comedy. Plus, it's Tom and Laura's list today. A list of things your company tells you and what they really mean. News is next. We'll check on sports and AccuWeather. Coming up in just a bit, we'll talk about hot, hot, hot downtown Lewisburg. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Flashback Friday wrapping up in just a bit with a thought for the day. Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Everybody's already talking about how hot it's going to be, including our Flashback Friday requests. Everything from the heat is on to the guy who called in with hot, hot, hot. All right, today's okay, although I'm going to be weather snob here. And I'm going to say anything over 80 is out of control. It sounds like something Chad Evans would say, right? As I can't do it, right? Anyway, sunshine and clouds, humid today, 82. Sorry, we're over the line. Tomorrow, sunny 91. Sunday, sunny 92. Monday, sunny 95. What? One thing for sure is we're going to have fun in downtown Lewisburg tomorrow. Put it on your calendar, put it in your phone, whatever. Make sure you get into downtown Lewisburg for the Summer Craft Fair 2021. You've waited over a year for this, peeps. Come on. You just stroll up and down Market Street, over 100 craft vendors, food trucks, live music, family-friendly activities to bring the kids. That balloon guy is going to be there. That's actually what he's called, that balloon guy. Ryan the Bug Man. Is he better than Spider-Man? I don't know. I'm going to find out. Young's Funny Farm, that's always cool for the kids, too. It's in downtown Lewisburg tomorrow. One of my best buddies ever, downtown Ellen, and Lynn, her trusty assistant, has put together quite a show for tomorrow. So you don't have anything to do. Mask up if you feel, you know, you have to mask up. But at any rate, take the whole family and head into downtown Lewisburg tomorrow, anytime between 9 and 4 for the annual Summer Craft Fair. Check them out on Facebook at Lewisburg, at Downtown Lewisburg, and get all the details, all right?
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Wrapping up Flashback Friday. Thank you so much for the calls on the Ford Fun Line, the texting, the social media. It's great. It's just great. It's just great to have you guys with us. And this show is like so much better when you guys fire up on the requests on a hot, hot, hot weekend in Central PA. Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura's enjoying the last of her week of Laura. She truly believes that when you celebrate a birthday, you should like have a whole week. So this is the final weekend. So she's partying with some friends this weekend, and that's cool. She'll be back tomorrow. We'll see you in downtown Lewisburg at the Summer Craft Fair. Look for us. If you don't see us, you'll find us briefly on Facebook Live talking about the good time in downtown Lewisburg. Laura likes to wrap up with a thought for the day when she's not here. I find something, and I think this is good for a Friday. Chad Evans on the way next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. My girl, Sam Tyler, tonight. As we finish the week, remember that Friday is a day to finish your goals for the week. It's a day to celebrate that which you set out to accomplish at the beginning of the week, and you have done well. Except for when it's a short work week. You screw it all up, and then it's hot. Just grab a cold one. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.